She was known only as La Tatuana, and wherever she went in the city, her graceful form and sparkling countenance captured the attention of everyone. Dogs trailed along behind her, wagging. Children stopped their playing to watch her every move. Married men who gazed upon her were at risk of forgetting their marriage vows. Priests who looked at her were in danger of forgetting their vows to their god. It was as if the center of the city was no longer the plaza and the cathedral, but rather a small house on the southern outskirts where one woman lived in unbridled joy, belonging to no man.